Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Well, the royal family has been hit with coronavirus. I'll talk about that coming up. But first, a big congratulations going out to Thomas Rhett's father, Red Akins. He and his wife, Sonia, just had a baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay. That's little awesome. Brody is now the uncle of TR's three kids. So that's weird, right?
That's very strange.
Because he just had a baby.
He just had one like a month or two ago, right?
Yeah, little Lennon Love Akins. Back in February, and now...
So the kid is 2 months older than their uncle. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun that's family, how it works.
It's a fun family tree.
Yeah, that's one of those that you really have to, like, take a moment when you're at school and explain how it all goes together.
Right.
Because they'll probably be in class together. Is she going to call Uncle Brody?
That's great.
You know? And maybe that happened. I don't know. Major League Baseball. So we know that today would have been opening day. They are going to be airing 30 games across digital platforms today, giving you plenty of baseball to choose from an opening day postponed because of the opening day postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So it looks like things right now are not supposed to be starting up until at least mid-May, but MLB will air one memorable game for each franchise on its YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook pages. So you can check that out. And Prince Charles is the one who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace released the statement yesterday. It looks like the Queen is still in good health. The resources say that Prince Charles hasn't seen his mom since the beginning of March, so she's probably in the clear, hopefully, fingers crossed. And all the tabloids now are saying that Meghan Markle is not allowing Harry to go visit his father because she refuses to let him bring that coronavirus home. But of course, those are the tabloids, and we'll see what happens.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so I'm going to teach you how to make yourself look even better in those Zoom meetings from home, because Lord knows sometimes the lighting in your house just isn't doing the best for the wrinkles in your face, if you know what I'm saying. All right. So that's coming up. But right now, let's talk a little bit about Peter Weber, The Bachelor.
Oh,
he does not seem too concerned about spreading coronavirus, Dave. He does not seem too concerned. He's been spotted with yet another contestant from this past season of The
Bachelor. Did the show end like a month ago?
Oh, my gosh. And he just won't stop. This time, there are photos of Peter slinging Kelly Flanagan over his shoulder as they walk along the coast of Lake Michigan. Remember, the season of The Bachelor ended with his seemingly dating a producer, yet engaged to Hannah Ann, and then breaking that off to date Madison. And now I guess he's moved on to Kelly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This, whatever her name is, Kelly, do you say? Like, she wasn't one of the final ones.
I mean, right, because they're probably mad at him. And she's like, oh my gosh, really? Are you calling me Peter? Because to me, that's how they all talk.
That's spot on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, if you want to get married and you're famous, but you don't want the paparazzi to get involved, the best time to get married is right now, which is exactly what Bindi did. Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi, she married Chandler Powell yesterday at the Australia Zoo.
Bindi and Chandler.
Well, that's more British than Australia, but close. She posted, "We held a small ceremony and I married my best friend. There are no words to describe the amount of love and light in my heart right now." I'm making a heart with my hands. So sweet. And listen, with seemingly everyone having meetings and classes on video conferencing app Zoom, one savvy student figured out how to make your face look even better by using the app. Okay, so I've posted this on 925xq.com. I also already socialed it out. So it's on Facebook and it's on Twitter. And he gives you a little TikTok tutorial of what to click on in order to make your face look better.
Really? Okay, like filters or something? Or what?
It is kind of like, yeah, and it's just one little click. And it's like, I forget what it's called. But it's almost like face tuning. You know, like instead of auto-tuning your voice, you're face-tuning your face. So it hides blemishes and it just kind of evens out your skin tone
super
and stuff like
cool.
that. Yeah, and it's like it's almost like a little box that says, do you want to make your face look better? And then you click it. Yeah, so it's super easy to do. I mean, this student, I think he's from like Berkeley or something, and he kind of shows you through the tutorial, which takes all of 10 seconds. It's super quick. So you should check that out at 925xq.com.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Yes, today would be opening day for the Phils. Unfortunately, of course, every sporting event has been canceled, but... we do have some news on how you can watch some Major League Baseball today, and I'll tell you that coming up. But first, good news, or at least some news, if you've been freaking out about how long the school year is going to last, right? Because of all these days that everybody has to take off. It turns out that in Pennsylvania, no matter how long the coronavirus-caused school shutdown lasts, PA students will not attend school past June 30th.
All right.
That makes me shudder just thinking about kids going to school that late in the year. But we're not sure when this whole thing is going to wrap up. But just know that come July, there won't be any school because that's, I guess, when the fiscal year ends, June 30th, and then the next fiscal school year begins.
Okay.
So they can't go past June 30th.
Okay.
They will cram it in however they have to do. Let's hope that it doesn't even go that long. Congratulations going out to Rhett Akins. That's Thomas Rhett's dad. Rhett Akins and his wife, Sonia, are the proud parents of a baby boy named Brody.
Congrats.
Which we think is interesting. And I wonder if there's anyone listening. I'm sure there are people listening. But who have an aunt or an uncle that's actually younger than them. Right? Because... TR has three kids. As a matter of fact, just 2 months ago, he had his latest little baby girl, Lennon Love. And Lennon is now just a couple months older than Uncle Brody.
That family tree is going to look like a tumbleweed.
It is. Can you imagine them trying to do that in school?
All right.
Gives me a headache just thinking about it. And Major League Baseball is going to be airing 30 games across its digital platforms today, giving us lots of baseball to choose from on opening day. So with the season delayed until mid-May, MLB is going to be airing one memorable game for each franchise on YouTube, Twitter, and their Facebook pages. So at least there's some baseball to be had today.
Yeah, so at least you get that. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington, DavisHonda.net.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.